All right, welcome back. I'm super excited because today I have a very special guest on our Becoming Limitless series, Lonnie Markman, neurosomatic life coach, speaker, mentor. I've been thinking about you a lot often, Lonnie, because I've been Lonnie because I've been doing Pilates in the morning, and I'm like, wait, do you
Yeah.
have any YouTube videos? And I know like you made a post recently that was how Pilates helps with nervous system regulation. And as a new mama, 5 months in, I'm like, I'm glad to know it. This is something that's supporting my system and not going away from the balance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, thank you for having me. Pilates and the nervous system is such a beautiful topic and a beautiful synergy that nobody talks about, right? And so, obviously, I've been teaching Pilates for 18 years. Obviously, I'm partial to Pilates. Like, I love the work. And when taught from the lens of somebody who understands somatics and understands trauma in the body and what I do is I work with people to create a deeper, kinder, more loving relationship to self, right? And this is about, sometimes I joke and I call myself a relationship coach because what I'm really doing is creating a relationship, helping you learn how to listen and communicate and have more trust in a relationship. That relationship just happens to be you with you versus you with other, right? And so when Pilates is taught from that lens of somebody who really wants to be in relationship to the body and looks at it through this is this moment that I get, not just because I'm trying to have a strong core, which is beautiful, or good stability in my spine, which also we want, but really to be and listen to what my body is communicating with me. Pilates can be this beautiful regulation tool.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I've been, I don't know how long you've followed me for, we've been in each other's world. I know it's been a couple of years now, but I was a decade of teaching yoga. And so I'm like, how didn't I know about Pilates before? It's so good.
And it goes beautifully with yoga too, right? Like they're definitely they go hand in hand. I talk a lot in Pilates about like yoga is very grounding. It has that very grounding effect from the poses and the philosophy and all that. I'm not a yogi, so I don't want to speak out of turn. But in Pilates, what I talk about is centering. Where grounding is grounding into the earth, into that. So it's almost a little more external. Where centering is like, I'm centering into myself. I'm connecting with who I am at my core and finding that power within, which is the way that I see Pilates, which is why they work so nicely together. Not that you're not going to ground in Pilates too, but that's sort of a good way for me to describe them a little differently, just from a like a nervous system lens.
Yeah, I love that. Well, what's really cool about this conversation today is I know that you work with freedom, reclaiming mind, body, nervous system into the belly, into the core, embracing their power, which obviously goes so good with Pilates because it's pulling everything in. And I'm curious for you, how has this allowed you to become limitless? Because we all know that belly, we have a lot to love about her, especially me. There's that body part you're just like, I wish you were smaller. I'm like, I love you, belly. And since having a baby, I've really allowed myself to love that part. But I know that you do a lot of core work in a different aspect than the core work we do in Pilates or yoga or fitness. But would love to hear on your take on becoming limitless in this area specifically.
How much time do we have? No,
No.
so
Really.
one of the things that I think is I'm going to answer your question in a second. So one of the things that I think is interesting and what I learned, so I'm a background as my is nutrition. And so I taught, as a nutrition coach for many, many years, also teaching Pilates. And what I learned that no matter what the end goal somebody wanted, whether it was to get pregnant, because I did a lot of fertility coaching, eating disorders, weight loss, like I worked with a lot of different clients, and it was always brought back to the disconnect to the belly. We judge, shame, criticize this part of our body more than anything else. And from a Pilates lens, we call it your powerhouse, literally the place you house your power, right? And you set, it's your second brain in nutrition, your gut health, right? And there's so many other pieces. Energetically, it's your chakra of your sacral and your solar plex, like your pleasure and your passion and your confidence, right? So there's so much that happens in this part of the body that we tend to hide. How many of you listening have sat on a couch and popped a pillow over your belly? How many of you wore that big shirt just to cover up what you grew up believing was supposed to be rock solid? And so you're embarrassed if it's a little soft, right? So we have so many stories and so much judgment around this part of our area. And to answer your question of like, one of the things that really helped me feel limitless was creating safety in my body and specifically in the belly, and allowing myself to break free from the programming, especially of that diet culture, weight loss mentality, that truly, no matter your age, you grew up in some capacity of that, that holds us back from believing that our power source is within, that self-trust is so much bigger than if I follow this plan or I take this pill or I do this thing. And so that idea of like knowing that limitlessness lives in the body, in the belly, and when I could can quiet the noise and tap into that space without judgment, with curiosity, with compassion, I can really learn what my body needs. And when I am in alignment and I have this beautiful synergistic relationship, brain and belly, things get pretty limitless. And so I think that that is sort of the process that I've been on for a long time to help me get to where I am today. And I say process on purpose, right? Like this will continue to go as a process because it is, right? And, I think the more and more you realize that you are the source and that feeling gets to live in the body, in the breath, in the belly, that's where really we can become limitless. And that was my personal journey as well, where I stopped shaming myself and I started to really listen to what my belly needed. And in that process is how I got to find my own real confidence and self-trust.
Yeah, and I love how this really ties back to the core center, because how much does a uterus expand when we are like creating a human inside of us in the core center?
Yeah.
And this is like the connection to mind, body, and spirit, where you're not telling your body what to do and your mind doesn't have to think about it. It's like that deep connection to where we all came from and where we all go to, and yet through the conditioning of our lives, we learn that it's not safe to expand into this area of our life when truly, like, this is the space and the place for expansion is within the belly, which makes sense why it ties to the power center. Because if we knew how powerful we were, then what would that do for, the world,
Yeah.
And you really weave that into, I think, with like you talking about the shame and the guilt that you experienced. But I'm curious for you if there's a moment in time that you could take us to where you really realized that you were holding yourself back in within your core, that was like, okay, this is actually, because what allows us as entrepreneurs to do what we do and to serve from that place, it's through experience where we were on the other side and that deep understanding of like, I know what you're going through because I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, and being here is so much nicer. It feels so much better in your body. Yeah, I mean, there's many moments. So when I was in my early 20s, I was really bloated all the time. This is what got me into nutrition. I was really bloated all the time. People would like give up their Subway seats for me. Like I was, everyone thought I was pregnant, and so that's where the disdain from the belly. It wasn't doing what I wanted it to. If I was quote unquote healthy, because I was teaching like kickboxing then and I was in nutrition school and, I was eating all the whole wheat bread and whatever. You know what I mean? Like that's what I thought was healthy then. So it started to the disdain. And then there was a moment many years later, probably 6 or 7 years later, after a whole process with trying to figure out, quote unquote, what was wrong with me and how I could fix it, where I realized this mentality of fixing and the negative self-talk. I remember driving, I was in New York, I was driving around the BQE in Brooklyn, and I saw this sign for like Jamaica or something, and it was a girl in a bathing suit. And all of a sudden, I was like, I can never go there. My belly's too big. It's so bloated. And like I had this whole conversation with myself. And I was like, well, I can't believe I spend that much time being so crappy to myself and talking smack about my body. Like, what if I just started to reframe that? Those times that I do that throughout the day, and I started to clear that. How much time would I be able to give back to my community? How much time would I be able to spend doing something else? Like, I remember taking those times and actually like taking, okay, you spent 1 minute, you spent 5 minutes, you spent, you know, and I'm sure there's so many times I didn't even remember. And meanwhile, it was like hours a day that I spent talking smack about my body. And I was like, imagine what I could do if I started to heal that. And I took those hours in the day, and not only did I love up on me, but I was able to pay it forward to the community. And that was like my big shift, and my aha moment of changing the narrative that I had been conditioned to believe that something was wrong with me if I didn't look like XYZ. And in that, you know, in that time was really where I allowed myself to understand the power of my own knowing.
Yeah, I love that because for me, like when I just think about the conditioning within the belly, within the body, the images that we see shape the way we feel about ourselves.
100%.
And those are intentional, right? They are intentional. And so I always say, like, your visuals in marketing and messaging and branding are just as, if not more important than the words. Because if on a retreat, for example, we both leave retreats, if you're just marketing thin women, then a black woman might not feel included, or a heavier woman might not feel included. So the visualizations matter so much, and that triggers how we feel. And so marketing your these photos matter just as much as the words, if not more than you put onto the page. And I know your journey didn't just start there. It was like probably the beginning of your journey and really understanding what food is. And this was a past version of you, right? Like you used to do nutrition coaching. And am I making that up in my
No,
mind?
100%. Yeah, I did
Yeah.
nutrition coaching for 15 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was phases and stages of that too, right? So starting with, you know, literally changing what was on your plate, and we really focused on the food itself. And that's beautiful. I believe food is medicine, and it's a first line of defense, right, for so much of things. And I also believe food is related to your nervous system, how you assimilate the nutrients, and also the enjoyment in which you allow yourself to have with food is a felt sense. It is a nervous system response, right? So, but in the beginning, it was just like, okay, you know, looking at five macronutrients and micronutrients and stuff like that. And then realizing it wasn't just what was on your plate, like literal plate, but was it was on what was on your plate of life. Like, what else were you digesting? And what were you taking in, right? Like, what were you letting absorb be? What were you letting come in and be absorbed? Was it the pictures on social media? Was it, you know, the story in the magazine, depending on your age or whatever it was? Yeah, I mean, it's all related. It's all about a relationship. So what's your relationship to food? What's your relationship to your body? What's your relationship to the conversations in your head? What's the relationship to? So, yeah, it's all connected.
And that's why I was like, you transition, like all business entrepreneurs, visionaries, it's like we transition from one thing to another, but it's really just stacking one more thing that's more important as we begin to expand our lens. Because what I'm thinking about is like you do somatic coaching now for the belly, because what made me think about this and tying it together is it's not necessarily what you eat, but how you feel when you eat it, or what you've been told about a certain food. So it's like, are you enjoying the cookie, or are you counting the calories of the cookie and stressing about how it digests within your body?
Yeah, I mean, just to, I'm going to answer the first part second. So, the idea about nutrition, like if you were eating ice cream and you were like, oh my God, this is so delicious, and you're licking it slowly and it's a sensual experience, your nervous system and your digestion, which is attached to your nervous system, is going to be different than if you're eating this ice cream being like, I can't believe I'm letting myself do this. I feel so fat. This is going to do it right to my thighs. Whatever your conversation is, your nervous system shows up differently, right? So you think about it, if you're doing the latter and you're stressed out when you're eating, you're in fight or flight. You know, all that blood that's supposed to be moving things in your digestion is in your head and in your feet. Think fast, run fast. You're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, which in actuality, you're like on the park bench with your kids eating ice cream. You know, there's no danger. And so, really, that relationship we have to food and that permission we give ourselves to find pleasure in joys of ice cream, let's say, because that's the example, it's really truly nervous system regulation. And I think that that's the biggest piece. And, you know, talking about stacking, I didn't start my nutrition practice like that because I wasn't as familiar with the nervous system back then. Did I know that we had a nervous system? Sure. But I didn't start to study that till probably 10, 15 years into I was very mindset focused, very spiritual in that sense, but I didn't understand, you know, the somatic nervous system regulation piece of this. And when I brought that into my practice, that was huge. I mean, the results I was getting for people quadrupled. And that got stacked. I wouldn't be able to have the same conversation about nervous system if I didn't have the experience of starting out as a nutrition coach, as a weight loss coach, and into body image. And then from there, you know, I was teaching Pilates, but you know, Pilates was separate and my coaching was separate. And then seeing how that blends together. So everything is stacking and everything shapes about how I show up today and how I coach today, just like I know it does for you. Having children changes that. Like there's your our lived experiences create how we show up in our own body and then in our coaching practice online, in our retreats, you know. 5 years ago, I would not be able to hold the space for someone else because I couldn't hold it for myself in this same way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of like what I was saying is like we expand because I have people that are like, how did you know that was the thing? And I was like, well, that was the thing until it wasn't the thing. And we expand into something else. And then it's like, oh, I think I need to burn it all down and start over. But it's like, no, all of that just gets to come with you and stack and expand and compost and turn into something more as our understanding for what matters begins to grow and expand. And so for me, I know it's like I used to be in my business, Live Your Yoga, and I didn't even call that embodiment, but I was like, how do you take what you learn on the mat and live it in your life. And that was my coaching business. And so then when somatics and embodiment started really taking over the internet, I was like, it wasn't something I talked about because it was just part of my philosophy and the way that I lived. And I feel like that's the same for you. It's like as you begin to expand what you're doing in your business, your level of understanding and your lived experience expands how you're showing up in your business. And then what happens? You see the results that you got, quadrupled the results that your clients got. And the journey never ends of becoming and how we show up and how we serve. And so this unlocking the power within, I feel like you're living. Living that experience of becoming through connecting to your core, whether it be in Pilates or it be through nutrition, and everything that you're talking about is the relationship to self, which is yoga. Yoga is the relationship, the union, the coming together. And so, really, it is all just a matter of the yoga and your evolution of the yoking of, like, what is it that you're bringing together and weaving in together, and how limitless we can become in that. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if we can shift this idea that we're trying to reach an end goal and to really know that we get to be in the becoming of over and over and over again, and that's a beautiful gift versus of like, oh, I'm not there yet. The dangling carrot syndrome, like, oh, I'll do this when. But no, like, I get to evolve all the time. And maybe I created an awesome sales page yesterday and tomorrow I don't want to do it. Doesn't make it wrong or bad. It just, I'm moving with clarity and with intention. If I'm really connected to my core and I'm using it as my compass, as my guide, as my no North Star, then I know that whatever direction I'm going is for my own betterment, is for my own becoming. And if it's for my own betterment and becoming, it's for my communities as well. And so when we could get to look at it like this is such a gift and not like, gosh, why am I not there yet? Everything shifts.
Yeah, just write that down, take it home, repeat it in your mind. There's nowhere for you to get. It's just the evolution of. And that's what I realized. Like, just on the call before this, I was like, think about where you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Where you are and what you're living wasn't even in your comp like your mind at that time. The vision that you have for your life now was so far from even what you thought possible in this moment now that it's just like, this is the journey. And I know that it's cliche. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey, but really it is. And
It's
even
true.
in our bodies, right? Even in our weight loss, like not weight loss, but in our relationship and loving our bodies, it's like one moment you love your body and then one day you're judging your body, right? Like, and it's just like, okay, if I'm judging my body, what is it that I'm judging really? What is the mirror that I'm seeing in the way that I've been showing up for myself and the way I've been speaking to myself?
And also to know that our bodies are also meant to evolve. I know that I used to get really frustrated. I did a lot of pre and postnatal coaching. And I used to get really frustrated where clients would be like, I want my body back. I want my body back. We don't get a body back. You can get a beautiful new body if you want X, Y, and Z goal, but you're not going backwards. And that's the beauty of life, right? So it's like our bodies evolve. I'm in perimenopause now, right? In my, late 40s. And that is a different body I have. I have to show up differently, not just on the mat, but in my kitchen, how I talk to myself, how I take care of myself in this new version of my body, and still stay there with keeping myself in compassion. I can have that curiosity of like, okay, how can I feel better in my body now, but not how can I be how I was when I was 40? Because I'm not.
You're never going back, and people bounce back after having a baby. It's like, how can you bounce back after having a baby? Your hips just expanded. How much?
No,
There's
no one wants, we don't want to, I don't want to go back.
no, I love
I want
that.
to go to that beautiful forward next step of becoming and the next evolution of my relationship to myself. And I think that again, just reminding ourselves of that we get to do this. We get to have this journey. Now I have to change the way I eat because now I'm, approaching menopause. Sure. Or I get to change the way I eat because I'm approaching menopause and I want to feel damn good doing it. Slight little shift, huge energetic shift.
And it's also how you're thinking and feeling, like those thoughts are producing feelings. If you think I have to do this, that feels so much heavier than this is what I get to do. That this is a gift. Like that doesn't feel heavy, but like a gift. This is a gift. That doesn't feel heavy. Whereas when you're like, oh my God, this has to happen, it's like it's the energetic frequency of words and thoughts too, right? Like relationship to all the things that you're feeling. And yeah, the world isn't how you see it, it's how you feel it is, and the thoughts trigger into the body, and the body is taking in information just as is the mind.
I mean, if you guys listening, even experiment right now and you say those words like, I have to work out, and just feel how that lands in your body versus like, I get to work out, and feel the difference of how your body reacts to that. We do it all the time to ourselves. So it is a really beautiful, like they're so connected. And again, it really goes back to the nervous system because if I feel like I have to do something, I have to push my way there, force my way there, I'm constricted. I'm tight. I have tension. I might have anxiety, like whatever comes up there, right? I'm not fully in my flow zone if I feel like I have to do all these things and life is working against me instead of for me.
I did this actually in my last birth. I instead of saying it was painful, I was like, this is intense and I feel a lot of discomfort. And it shifted the way that I allowed every contraction to come because we avoid pain, right? We don't want to feel the pain. So when I was like, oh, it's intense. Oh, this is uncomfortable. It shifted the way my body took in the contractions. And this was like a huge pivotal moment of like, how does it feel to be embodied, being able to hold the discomfort
Oh,
and the comfort?
that's so big. I have a little practice that I do with my clients called to name it neutral, right? So the law of neutrality, we want to name it neutral, right? This is uncomfortable. This is intense. There's no like meaning making around that. Like this is an uncomfortable feeling, wasn't wrong or bad. It just was what it was. It's such a different space and place. First of all, kudos to you. That is beautiful that you, I feel like you need to do a whole little workshop on around that in and of itself, you know.
Yeah, I got chills when you shared your workshop. Well, this leads into my final question. I think it'll be perfect. It's like, what is the legacy that you hope to leave behind with your work and your becoming and your own evolution?
Legacy is such an interesting, I want to say this because legacy is one of those things that I wouldn't have been able to answer only a few years ago. And so, like you said to your client beforehand, like, where were you 5 years ago to where you are now? The fact that I know that I can answer this with such confidence and inner knowing, just affirms my growth and my own becoming. So, I think my legacy for me is really about. Just if I can create a movement where people can really feel in their body as this beautiful being that it is, no matter what, even when, even though, all the things, that would be my biggest gift, my legacy that I can leave. Like almost like a trail of permission slips to feel safe in self, you know, to have that like real confidence that's not surface level, that's really about your inner knowing. Like, I know that this is me, and me is powerful. And so, that would be really my legacy that I want to leave behind. And the movement that I'm creating is that connection to the body. I mean, Body Love Rewired. Like, we are with ourselves all the time, we are the longest relationship we will ever have. And so, if I can leave a little mark in this world where people can come back and really be in and with themselves because they love who they are, no matter what, even when life is lifing, all of those pieces, that would be what I would love to leave behind. And it's a gift that I want to give my son. You know, I work mostly with women, but same thing goes for men. And you know, my little boy, I want him to know that his body is his power, is his tool, is this beautiful sacred space that he gets to come home to and take care of and protect and, you know, use as his wisdom. And so that would be what I would love to leave.
Yeah, a giant permission slip. Oh, this is so good.
Big permission slips.
For those of you that are listening, then I want you to follow Lani. I will put her Instagram below, but share with us, shout out what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're working on. If you don't already have your tickets to hear from her live, you know why she's coming to speak and take the stage to really
Excited.
anchor in this. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I can't wait to be there and be on your stage. It's going to be so good. And then I get to soak up everyone else's magic, including yours. Oh, that's the best. But yeah, so you're going to drop my Insta. That's awesome. I also have a free Facebook group called Body Love Rewired, where I do monthly hot seats and I do something I teach. It's called Cormatics, which is the like science and somatic fusion of core work and Pilates. So think Pilates and the nervous system together. And that lives in there. And so there's all kinds of fun stuff that happen in there. So if you want to really create a deeper relationship to your body, that's a great place to start.
Ooh, amazing. I'm gonna go join.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, I love that. Amazing. Well, thank you, all of you that are listening right now. You know, my favorite thing for you to do is screenshot this, tag both of us, and let us know your biggest takeaways.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amber. Thanks for everyone for listening. I look forward to connecting into on the socials.
Yay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.